just outside Calais in Blériot Plage, which means Blériot Beach, there's a small stone monument in a residential neighborhood commemorating the events of July 25th, 1909. Near this spot, Blériot made a short test flight in the dark at 4:15 a.m. He was flying a tiny, frail monoplane with a three-cylinder Anzani motorcycle engine that had a tendency to explode if it overheated, or after about 30 minutes, whichever came first. The flight across the channel would take about 40 minutes. It was a calculated risk. Blériot was not the only person trying to cross the channel in late July 1909. The Daily Mail, a London newspaper, had put up a 1,000-pound prize to the first person who could do it. To be official, the flight had to happen in daylight. And at 4:41, when the sun was officially over the horizon, Blériot took off. He had no instruments. The weather was blustery and misty. Visibility was not good. A French destroyer was positioned halfway across the channel to help guide him, but legend has it he got lost. The bad weather worked to his advantage, though. A rain shower cooled his engine. He made his way to the English coast, spotted someone waving a flag to signal the landing spot near Dover Castle. Blériot cut his engine and came to Earth pretty hard, breaking his propeller and his landing gear, proving again that any landing you can walk away from is a good one. Today, the open grassy field where Blériot landed is overgrown with dense shrubs. But as you walk through the thicket, suddenly you find yourself in a wonderful clearing, and you can stand where history happened. The outline of his plane has been set down and memorialized in marble. Like many small airplanes that made history, you are surprised at how small it is. Blériot won the prize money and became the next great aviator to become world famous in an instant. But those were days when flying records were made and broken quickly. 10 weeks later, our own Wilbur Wright flew up the Hudson River in New York, more than 40 miles over open water, with a canoe attached to the undercarriage, just in case. That canoe, by the way, you can see it at Carillon Park. For WYSO, I'm Dan Patterson, wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.